You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Tuesday, April 23rd. Network 10 has said Bruce Lerman should foot the multi-million dollar legal bill from his failed defamation case for quote-unquote improperly trying to hide his misdeeds. Lerman spectacularly lost his defamation case against 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson last week, the judge finding Lerman raped Brittany Higgins based on probabilities. In documents published today on the federal court's website, Network 10 says the legal push from Lerman was deliberately wicked and calculated, and therefore he should be hit with indemnity costs. The court will decide next week how the bill will be split among the parties. Over 100 paddleboarders and surfers this morning paddled out into the water at Bondi to honour the victims and survivors of the Westfield stabbing attack. With their boards, the locals formed a heart in the ocean to remember the 6 lives lost. The service for Australia's worst mass killing in years followed a candlelight vigil at Bondi Beach at dusk on Sunday, attended by hundreds of mourners, including Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. More than 80 public schools across Western Australia closed today as thousands of teachers walked off the job over their paying conditions for the first time in 10 years. The union has asked for a 7% pay increase in the first year, followed by a then 5% increase and a range of improvements in conditions and workload issues. It comes following similar strike action throughout different states and territories over the past few years, most notably the long-running negotiations in New South Wales. Union leaders say teachers and school leaders across the country are overworked and underpaid, now leaving the public education system in droves. Lastly, Rebel Wilson's headline-making memoir has been published in the United Kingdom, with allegations about actor Sacha Baron Cohen redacted for legal reasons. The book, Rebel Rising, has already been published in the United States, but legal complications have prolonged its release in other countries, most notably Australia. The UK version includes a reference to the worst experience of Wilson's life and adds it can't be printed due to issues with the law in England and Wales. Wilson has said her aim was not to cancel Baron Cohen with her recollections in the memoir, but to instead speak her version of the truth. That's your evening news headlines. In tomorrow's ep, we're looking into the rise of divorce parties. And it's not just parties, though. There are events where former brides trash their wedding gowns with paint or scissors, and lots of divorcees are now getting their engagement rings redesigned into divorce celebration rings. We speak to the relationship experts about how best people can look after themselves following the end of a marriage.